Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
What's our responsibility as believers, as followers of Christ? Today, Pastor Joel continues the teaching series entitled Examining Your Investment Portfolio. Let's listen as Pastor Joel shares what God expects from us as believers according to His Word.
You play like you practice. And this is what the church needs to understand. My old coach used to tell me, you play like you practice. I had a martial arts instructor for 30 years. And you know what he told me? He says, harder. He opened up his studio to me and I could come and we trained for 5 hours a night. And then I go to work. 5 hours a night I trained with that man. And I wasn't hardly home. I did that for years. 30 years I trained with him. But sometimes nobody would show up and it was just me and him training. Just me and him training. And he said, I'm available as long as you're here, because he trained out of his garage, so he's always home. He finished dinner, and I come in, he said, have a seat. You want something to eat? And I said, no, I'm just ready. And we go in here and train. And he said, I don't see that too often. He said, but I'll tell you what, Joel, he says it's harder to find a good student than it is to find a good teacher. And I never forgot that. And this was before I knew the Lord. This was in my B.C. days, before Christ. But I believe that the Lord was setting me up for this. I got no excuse now. I have no excuse. I know you got to be in this thing to play in this league with the Lord. If you want to be on His team, you got to come to practice. You got to know the plays. How is it that if you are, I don't care if you're LeBron James. Well, he can stay home. They ain't going to make him come. But he still got to show up with the team. Because no matter how good he is, he can't sit at home and say, I'm going to do it this way, and then show up and not know the play. See? And you can't train yourself to the extent that your coach will train you. You can't say, I don't need to go to practice. I'm going to run a few laps myself. No, you got to be under the watchful eye of the coach, and you've got to do it the way he says to do it. Am I right? But so then why do we as church members think we can just stay home and say, I'm going to read my Bible and I'm okay, when the Lord said, you on my team and I've set you up to be here to do this for the team and also to work with your teammates. How you going to do it the way you want to do it? You see what I mean? That's why we have to look at this thing and understand exactly what the Lord is saying. You play like you practice. What you put into Christ Jesus is going to show in your walk. All right? See, you can't stay away from services, prayer, Bible study, and be effective on God's team for what He wants you to do. Okay? Now, I will say, God has different assignments for people. And I'll say this going in, God knows where you are. I don't want people to be grieved and say, oh, now how that's going to work? Oh, I live in Tracy. How am I going to get to Fairfield every night? God knows where you are. Don't stress on that. That's not the assignment He has for you. You work and take care of all your 10 kids. Why you had them, I don't know. But you got to work now. Take care of all those babies. And God knows you ain't going to be at Bible study when you're working 16 hours a day, okay? Let's take that out the equation so y'all can say, whew. So all y'all with that in that position, you all right, okay? But God knows. He knows where you are. I'm just saying, ideally, this is what we have to look at, okay? You can't say, Lord, I'll stay home and teach myself. No, God sets pastors and leaders over you to give you what He wants you to have every week. Every week. Consistently teaching you to get you where He wants you to be. Think about those teachers that have to take this test every year or two, and they have to pay big money to take these tests. Otherwise, they lose their licenses to teach kids. I know some because I knew some attorneys too. Mm-hmm. They're always under the gun. Okay, CPAs, bookkeepers, all this. So I'll say this again. And if it's not you, don't worry about it. Let it go by. But it is. If it is you, then just repent and start obeying God. Get your behavior corrected because God knows who can and cannot make it. He knows. Okay. Now we ran short of time last week. So let me try to finish this that part of the sermon. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to Hebrews and take us to Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, please, Pastor.
You can turn the mic down a little, Brother Dave. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25 tells us, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, by exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching."
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now, see, the patriarchs back in the day here, they knew the importance of assembling ourselves. It was very, very important. And that's what you're seeing here. It was important back then, and guess what? Yeah, I'll finish it for me. It's even more important now, isn't it? See, Satan is coming against the church. That's what we got to understand. He's coming against the church even more now so. Even more so now. Let's try it that way. He's coming against the church. Satan is coming in a variety of ways to stagnate the church. That's what he is trying to do. You see, if you examine the devil's investment portfolio, you're going to quickly see that he is working consistently. He has a bevy of demons working with him. Well, you can't even see them. They're just giving you excuse after excuse and reason after reason not to come to church, not to assemble yourselves, okay? Finding ways to sway unsaved people. But even more importantly, he's finding ways to sway saved people, so-called Christians, to stay away from church. We got viral church. We got, what else? Y'all help me. I'm a dinosaur. YouTube, Periscope, social media, all those things. Virtual, that's the word I'm looking for. Virtual reality church. Did you know now you can lay in your bed and praise God with your robe on and eat cornflakes? And just say, praise him. Oh, Holy Spirit, fall. Right in your bedroom. You have the virtual Holy Spirit coming through your TV. Virtual iron sharpening. You can just take your iron now. Go in there, go get your iron, make sure the steam is off, and take that iron and see if you got another iron to sharpen it off of. No, it doesn't make sense, does it? Star Wars iron. No. Doesn't work. Gotta come, y'all. Don't let the devil fool you. All that's good. And as long as you're studying the word is good, but God has a specific plan for each one of us. And as it says in this word right here, in Hebrews 10:25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching." That day is talking about when Jesus cracks the sky. Okay? As you see that day is getting closer, then we ought to be making a beeline to church. We ought not let the devil or anything else get in the way of us going to church. And people will get in your way. Your children, if they're not saved, will get in your way. They'll call you right before you come to church and want to talk. They will. And won't call you all week. I'm talking from experience. They will call you You call them and leave all kinds of messages. I don't text. But she texts and leave all kinds. Ain't heard from nobody. Soon as we get in the car, soon as you get the bag out the driveway, hey, it's me. Where y'all at? Where y'all going? Where you think? Well, why you got to be like that? And that? Try to get your spirit riled up? You trying to bag up out the driveway? Where you think I am? Tell them where we think, where they think we are. Got to stop the car. Now she's saying, get your mind right. Get your spirit. My spirit is right. Why are they calling us now? This ain't nothing but the devil. But you got to shake it off and you got to say, that's why I go to church and I'm going now. Whatever keeps us from it, it says right here. Exhorting one another. We got to get here to exhort one another. We got to get here to pat each other on the back and say, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, sister. We got to encourage one another. So I felt like that too. That's right. But this is what God did for me, and this is what he's going to do for you. We don't leave one another hanging. Amen. I heard a sermon that we did, and I just heard part of it. It had us laughing, but it made sense. You remember that old movie, The Defiant Ones? Sidney Poitier and Tony Curtis, two convicts, couldn't stand each other, but they were chained together, and they had to hop a train. And boy, when they went to hop that train, Sidney made it, and Tony Curtis was running trying to catch the train. And Sidney had his hand out saying, come on, Joker! Come on, Joker! And that was his nickname, Joker. And he had his hand out, and he couldn't catch him. Joker couldn't catch up, so Sidney jumped off the train. And they all fell. They fell down the hill, and the police were looking for him. You could hear the dogs coming. Hur, 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 hur. And they went back to prison. They didn't like each other, but they were hooked together, and they didn't leave each other because they were together, and they learned to love one another. And that's what the church is. Don't you ever let somebody keep you from coming to church. Don't you ever let the devil keep you from uplifting your brothers and sisters. This is what it's talking about right there. Hold fast to your confession. That's what we have to do. And that's what it's in. That's what we're investing in. That's got to be in your portfolio. That's got to be in our portfolio. Devil tries to find a way to sway people away. That's why when I look and I see empty seats, I go, Lord, what's going on with folks? We got to pray. We got to keep praying. But we will never stop, okay? We'll never stop. You're never tired of doing good works. That's what the Lord says. Your labor is not in vain. He says that if you, in due time, if you don't faith, you'll reap, amen? You're going to reap a harvest, huh? Amen. Just wait and see. Don't step back, okay? As I said last week, some people tell you that the Lord kept them from coming. So I'll spend them time with God. Forgetting that the word says, the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's with you whether you're at home or not. Amen. So you can't say that the Lord told me to stay there because the Lord will go right with you. So if he's with you wherever you go, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you in Hebrews 13:5. And the word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:16, what does it say? Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. So why you got to stay home? Take him with you. Take off them house slippers. Put on your tennis. Come on in your sweatshirt. Come on, bring him with you. Right? See, some of the things we say, we just don't make sense. We say it because that's how you know that somebody else telling you that is not in the Word of God. And we poke fun at it, but this is how we learn, right? Okay, because we all do that sometime about something. Well, the Lord told me, okay, now let's see what he told you. Get our Bibles. Tell me what he told you. He said, I don't want to tell you right now. Sometimes we're speaking from emotion, aren't we? Okay. And so let's look at this. we know that the Spirit of God dwells in us. So, Pastor, take us to what Jesus says in John 14, 23. Let's go there for a minute. John 14, 23.
John 14, 23, Jesus said, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Amen, amen. Thank you. That makes sense to you all? Okay, that was when Judas Iscariot was asking the Lord, how are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus told him, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Okay, and so that means that he's going to abide in you. When you have Christ, you have the Father and the Son in you. You know you have the Holy Spirit, right? We just covered that one in 1 Corinthians 3:16. And he says he'll lead you into all truth, so you know there's no lie in it. So we're covered. We're covered. It doesn't say anything about having to be in a certain place with God. You know, you might want time alone, but your alone time in God, you can be in church and still have alone time with God. See, he's everywhere at one time. He's in each one of us right now. I got my time right now. The Lord is speaking through me, and he's speaking to you and in you right now. So if you go in the back, in the children's room back there, he's going to be speaking to you. So a lot of the things we say, we just say them, but we're not thinking really. It's just the devil trying to keep us away. And there are going to be some times where you don't come for whatever reason, but it can't be that we think we can get away with not coming because we need to be here. We can't afford to be absent. The times now, we can't afford to be absent from church because the sermon you miss or the move of the Spirit that you miss for that day and that time has connected you with that person. You weren't in position to get it. Or maybe you weren't in position to connect with that person and they didn't get it because you weren't there. Now, God's going to do what he does in that person's life. But when we get to heaven and want our rewards and we see where we were absent, AWOL, away without leave, and God says, yeah, well, we had that for you. Don't touch that crown. We had that for you. But you see what I mean? So you weren't there to receive it. So this is important. See, this is being in the Spirit. You got to understand that we have to have some idea of how things work in the Spirit. It's not going to be how you think it is. That's what I keep saying. Okay? So you see we could go on and on, but I just want you to know how the devil and his demons will fool even saved, so-called saved, born-again people into buying into something, okay, that God told them to miss church, or God just told me to stay home with him. See, me and God, me and the Lord, we stay home together. And no, that's not getting it. That's not going to get it. Especially when assembling ourselves is of the utmost importance to God for his people, for his church, okay? Again, If this is not your MO, your modus operandi, don't worry about it, okay? You just examine your investment portfolio, okay, and start making the proper investments to God instead of investing in Satan's lies, because he will get us to invest in what he wants us to if we're not careful, right? So remember, saints, God is not only with you, but he's in you, and he's omnipresent. So therefore, you can't really leave him out, can you? He says, I'm everywhere, okay? I'm everywhere. So if you want to be with him alone, just come on along to church, okay? And I guarantee you God's going to be with you. He's going to be with you personally because his word says he's in you, amen? So you see, friends, that's Bible. That's not my opinion. That's scriptural. And that's why we have to lean on the word of God, not people's opinions, not people's emotions, okay? So enough on that one. Let's move on to the other thing we talked about. And that was how people spiritually, how people skip church sporadically, but call themselves being busy elsewhere. Okay? Some people claim that God is using them in other places and other assignments. They claim to be witnesses. They claim to be teaching, conducting Bible study classes or prayer services, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on. And again, there are those who seem to have their own private missions, which obviously keep them busy, okay? So busy that they cannot be counted upon to assemble themselves in the church to which they, by their own admission, have said, God called me to this church. All right, so if God called you to it, God's going to bring you through it. That's what we always say, don't we? If he called me to it, he'll bring you through it, but you got to be there to get through it. Right? He called you to it. He called you to it, okay? So by your own admission. Now watch this, saints. Does God send people out from their assigned church to do his will elsewhere without presbytery oversight? No. No, he doesn't. You got to have some type of presbytery oversight from a shepherd or from your shepherd, or your shepherd's going to know about it. He's not going to be saying, where's so-and-so? Have you heard from him? Anybody heard from him? No, no. And then you come back 2 weeks later and say, hey, guess what? Wow, God used me. Where? For what? Really? Oh, no, well, yeah, that was amazing. Okay. And that may go on week after week after week, but you're absent from your church. Your leaders know nothing about it. They know nothing about what you're doing. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but who's to say that you're just church hopping? Yeah. Or you're just conference hopping? Does it happen? Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. The devil doesn't care how you go out and visit places without accountability. He wants you not to have accountability. He doesn't care how much Bible trivia you know. He doesn't care. He cares that you're not doing what God wants you to do. He cares that you're not doing the basics of obedience, which is to assemble yourself first. You see what I mean? This is what we have to understand, church. Oh, I know, I know. It's quiet up in here. But I know it's quiet out there. It's quiet on YouTube, and it's quiet, and because these are things that we have to talk about. Devil don't want us to know this, okay? He doesn't want us to do these things, okay? So he's not going to send you out without presbytery oversight or your pastors giving the okay or knowing about where you are. The Bible tells us that they pray for your souls. So you know they're supposed to know. If you got a ministry somewhere, they're going to know about it. They may not ever show up at that ministry, but they know about it. You see what I mean? Because the Lord has ordained it. Okay? So these are the things that we have to think about.
Praise God. Jeremiah 3:15 says, I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen. Remember, God knows our end from the beginning. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us in person April 9th at the Fairfield Community Center, 1000 Kentucky Street, to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. That service begins at 1 p.m. Continue to join us for our weekly Sunday worship service, also at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this powerful series with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is-